Well, as we are opening up this week's inbox, I get to answer the question. It's on singleness, and y'all know that I'm single. So here we go. I'm going to read it and then hopefully offer something that'll be helpful. Our listener says, people around me argue that my desire to be married shows I'm not content with singleness. In some ways, perhaps I'm not. I'm young and still growing and trying to leave behind a history of low self-esteem, desperation, and pursuing a relationship in order to have worth. I've since learned it's with God that my worth lies. I now pursue a godly marriage that will honor God. I'm trying to learn how to be content and maximize my gift of singleness while I still have it, and at the same time eagerly look forward to a marriage in the future. Is it possible for me to be single and still want marriage? Well, thanks so much for writing, and of course, this is a question that probably a lot of folks in our audience have, because it's that weird tension of, I have the expectation of people around me, and they, you know, don't think I want marriage enough, or they don't think I'm content enough, and it's kind of like, how do you find that balance? Just a short answer to your question is yes, it is possible to be single and still want marriage. But I think the answer really does lie in contentment. And contentment is birthed out of trust. Who do you really believe holds your future and who holds your present? What are you putting your hope in for, as you alluded to, your identity, your worth, your purpose, your future, your safety? I think it's something that all of us struggle with at some point. You know, I've often said on the show that my 20s were kind of this footloose, fancy free. Oh, I've got all the time in the world. Of course, I'm going to be married. This is going to be so easy, whatever. Well, then I hit 30 and I was still single. And of course, that was, you know, kind of my drop dead date. And so I spent much of my 30s trying to make up for lost time and kind of scrambling and grasping for relationship and trying to make things happen. And that didn't work out. So I think that, you know, really a great rule of thumb as you move forward is to not be afraid. And I've said this so many times, but don't be afraid to admit your desire for marriage. It is a good desire. It's a God-given desire. And marriage is for most people, truly. Probably marriage will be in your future at some point. But what are you putting your hope in the meantime? Are you putting your life on hold in hopes that your life is going to start once you add marriage and then family or whatever else you think you're supposed to have or you're expecting to have? You can't do that, because God has given you today to live out, and this is the only day at this point that you have, and what are you doing to maximize that? In addition, much of the decisions you're going to make in singleness and many of the things you're going to learn and the things you're going to grapple with are things that you're going to take into marriage at some point. So don't live life, don't have a vacuum right now, basically, that you feel is just kind of a wasted space. You know, and again, when you get married, then you're going to start, you know, attending church or becoming involved or really pursuing God and doing things that you know you're called to do even now. And finally, you just have to understand that God has scripted your story. He knows exactly how it's going to play out. Do you really trust that He has your best interests at heart? And do you know that He is powerful enough to accomplish them all in His timing? I think doing that, and you know, at some point you kind of have to ignore the naysayers. In fact, I've had to weigh in, you know, with family members and friends who are constantly like, "What are you doing about marriage? What are you doing?" And I had to say, "Look, chill. I need you to calm down, because the more and more you ask, I just start feeling like a freak. You know, God's got this, and I'm trusting Him, and I appreciate prayers on that front. Be honest with people in what that looks like and in how you feel, and you know, ask them to understand and to step into your shoes and pray for you in the meantime. And but again, you can certainly live out a vibrant single life and still know that marriage may be in your future, and it's a good thing, and God has good things for you in both seasons. All right, folks. Well, that is it for this week's show. We do want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org. We would love to answer your question in the future. And you can certainly search our site for current questions that we have. If they apply to you or a friend's situation, you can pass them along as well. Well, we will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.